From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. It's time now for a correction. Yesterday, we told you about San Antonio's 37-year-old mayor, Julian Castro. He's giving the keynote address at the upcoming Democratic National Convention. Some of you also heard us say, mistakenly, that Castro is the youngest mayor of a major U.S. city. As listener Mike Gaines of Atlanta tells us, Mayor Luke Ravenstahl, who is 32 years old of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is a major city, is younger. Well, our apologies to Mayor Ravenstahl, and more importantly, to the Steel City. To atone, we thought we'd take a moment to list a few great things about Pittsburgh. In no particular order. Back in 2009, Pittsburgh's Penguins took home hockey's top prize. The same year,
the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the Super Bowl for a sixth time.
Alas, your Pirates haven't been much to write home about, but this year, they're just a few games out of first place. There's also Carnegie Mellon University and the Andy Warhol Museum.
Andy, do you feel that the public has insulted your art?
No.
Foodies. You can have the Church Brew Works to be thankful for, and Primanti Brothers and Heinz Ketchup. Birders. The National Aviary. And literature lovers, no Pittsburgh, perhaps no Gertrude Stein or Michael Chabon or August Wilson. While we're giving thanks, thank you, Pittsburgh, for this guy.
Life finds a way.
Actor Jeff Goldblum. And for this guy, Michael Keaton.
I'm Batman.
You've also got some great views and some truly impressive bridges. And who could forget, perhaps, your greatest export?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Mr. Rogers, Pittsburgh, you are without a doubt a major city, and we salute you.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this.